stick to my guns. Believe me when I say it, baby, it's just begun. You don't understand.
Think of CKUT 90.3. Grand Rising, my people. My name is DJ Bobby Payne, man. You can find me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne. It's done though.
I'm going back to the south. I'm going back. When my roots ain't watered down. Growing like a bob tree. All life on fertile ground. Ancestor put me on game. Long time on gold chains. With my ocean energy. Just follow me. Uncle that she keep free. Hold up. Don't ask. Stand like. Gotcha. Nah.
Turn it up.
Ice. Bust down. Bloody. On my wrist.
Truck right in this little garage. Yeah. Let me dream, make it stream. I don't public, make the scene. I don't cook, I don't clean. But let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick, jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a night. Running me, talk your shit. Bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. Why you really ain't never got him twat. For a thing, he already made his mind up for you. Now get your boots, hang your coat. It's wet. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet.
wet. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet, wet, wet. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet, 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 wet.
Can stop me, yeah. Especially not somebody with no one of me hair, yeah. Think you competition, bitch, where I'm up on the top and you yeah. can't come back. Scary ass bitches hate me, they really wish you need to do everything that I do now, yeah. Oh. Nice body, always acting like a hottie, but I'm still always down with the shit now, yeah. Don't come close if you hella broke, yeah. Don't talk shit, bitch, want the smoke, yeah. Won't look twice if you ain't got no eyes, huh. Diamonds so clean, shine hella bright, yeah. Fresh up in the game, coming on up to fuck up everything. Yeah, I'm a full flow already. It ain't no doubt, I'ma be legendary. It's about time I came and play my part. Cause y'all niggas don't really be going hard. But just be doing about one squad talking some girl. I think my butt getting big, huh? It's never sexy, huh? That's what you take when you cross me. Them niggas, what I get, but they spending my money. Go shunning, my money, go shunning, my money.
That's right, now get ready to be entertained and enlightened with the Empower Hour. You done know. Grant, have a great day.
Have a great day too, Bobby Payne. Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all today. Today's another special edition show where we're going to be highlighting Black Canadian history. My name is Ms. Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Pharaoh. Now, before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are listening on this wonderful Thursday morning.
Blessed melanated rising. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for being present here with us and for just creating this opportunity for us to be able to be on air here this morning. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very educational, let it be very entertaining for all the listeners, and most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of us. And just keep everybody in that spirit of love, light, unity, peace, and great health. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Thursday morning, once again, we meet. How's everybody doing? How's everybody doing?
You know, we're doing good. We're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Happy get a day off day.
Happy get a day off day.
Yeah, because I don't celebrate colonialism.
Okay,
yeah.
Got you.
I don't do that
around
here.
I understand 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So after last week's show, you know, I kind of thought about it. I don't know. Have you guys ever watched Ready to Love?
No,
I've seen it come up on my YouTube, but I've never tuned in.
No, it's really good though.
It
like,
is
high key, really good.
Really,
and
okay.
My girlfriend, we were just like, when are they gonna have a Ready to Love Montreal?
Ooh,
it's on the own.
It.
Yeah, it's on the own network.
Okay.
I feel I'm a little low.
No, okay. Nope. I can do it again. Yep. Top.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there we go. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's on the own network, and it's basically melanated people. It's just like Black couples getting together. Mm-hmm. It's a dating show, if you will, but like, you know, they're in there for a serious purpose, serious reason.
I like it.
And I really like the journey that they put them through, and so I'm watching that. I think there's like one episode left, or yeah, we should be coming up to the finale, or like what are those calls there? After the shows are done.
Oh,
reunions. There
yeah,
you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So after last week's show, I was kind of like, maybe I should go like speak to a matchmaker.
You would do that?
I mean, because honestly, like, I don't have the patience for the apps.
Okay.
I really don't.
I totally get
like,
you.
I get on and I'm doing whatever for a week, and then I'm just like, ah, off this.
Right.
Like, I can't. Like, the hey. Hi.
How are you? Okay. WID.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
yes.
You like juice? No, I'm not
what
interested.
Are you doing?
Okay, thank you.
Jesus.
Thanks. I was over here.
You guys can't
Fine
see,
language.
But
Pharaoh
was spelling it out. I'm
thanks,
like, what
thanks,
are you
Trish.
Doing?
No, just,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't the only one. I'm sure.
No, you know what? You got to pass because you've been married for so long, so you don't even
Granted.
Know.
And you shouldn't
like,
know what that means.
Yeah, trust me.
That's
like,
good.
I don't know what hey.
So, yeah, no, I figure. I see, so I'm a recruiter in life, right?
Right.
And I, like, that's what you do when you need somebody, you need to hire somebody, you outsource that. And that's
Talk
what I come
it.
In.
Talk about it.
So why don't I just
commit.ca. If you're going to go to a matchmaker, commit.ca. KOMIT.ca.
I'm going
to
holler at her, you know, okay. when I'm ready and I got time.
Right.
And, the other thing I wanted to say this morning, I came across a post on IG and it said, next time you see a tall Black boy, tell him he looks like an entrepreneur, an attorney, an influencer, an analyst, an accountant, a CEO and not just a ball player.
I like that.
Black boys can be...
I love that.
I like right? that. I like that.
It says black boys can excel at all things, not just sports.
Ooh. Talk about it.
So all those, like, I'm here for that. Because, and I know, I'm sure I've done it before. Like, oh, you're going to be tall. You're going to be a ball player.
Right.
And not because I'm trying to pigeonhole you, but we do that out of habit. And,
absolutely.
And like, that's how the world sees us. We're either rappers or athletes.
We're
and
we're a lot more than all that. All the time.
We're doctors. We're nurses. We're, yeah. we're accountants. We're all these different right. things. So it's. Stop pigeonholing our young black men.
I agree with that too, but I think I come from a place where for us, kind of, you look like you're going to be a basketball player. You look like you're going to be a rapper. I think that really just means you look like you're going to be rich, boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But you can say that. You look like you're going to be successful.
For sure. Right. I think the vocabulary that we use, a lot of it comes from our past, from our history, right? Mm-hmm. From the things that we've learned. But what it translates to us is something different. I think that's okay. what happens a lot with us, too, as a people. That's why we'd be like, oh, you look like a basketball player. That's just me. Boy, you look like you are very valuable.
Right.
You look.
Right.
So I think that's something that if the people understand where the words that they come in from or how what it really means when yeah. you say that. And I think that's what really matters, the impact that it's. Mm.
Yes, that but then has. you may make them feel that that's what they need to do. And when you look at the statistics right. of those who yes. actually get into it and actually get to that NBA and get into it professionally, there is a very limited space, number of space yes, that you can get into that for how many people get into there. So yeah. It's fine to do that and it's fine to push that. And I think sports is very important for children.
Yes.
And their growth and their discipline and all these things too. Mm-hmm. But yes, let's change. I like that, Kylie, but let's change it to you look like you're going to be successful.
I like that.
Yes. I love that.
You look
I
like you're going places.
I'm with
life.
It. I love that a lot. That's yeah. good. Mm. All right. Anything else, G?
No, we're here ready for Pharaoh's rant.
Oh.
Okay. Do you want to go last? Because yours seems to be.
No.
Okay, right. Just asking.
So,
no.
I'm just asking because you know how he could go. We all know at this table how Farrell can go.
Okay.
OFF last week.
You guys are awesome. But so, I appreciate that. But I moved my rant, so I'm not going to do it at the beginning of the show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah great. So, we have more time.
No, I just figured it's morning, right? It's right off the cuff. It's like 7 something.
Right.
You know, you might not want to rant right away. Let it ease into it. But I do want to shout out my niece, Nefertari Bakel, her graduation. Was I guess last week or I guess a week and a bit ago at this point. It was like towards I guess end of June, whatever be the case. But it's just cool to see all these children growing up, graduating from high school, graduating from elementary, graduating from high school, and I had the fortune of going to La Ronde a couple of weeks ago. I guess it was last week. Thanks. And I have to give a shout out to the people at La Ronde because we had a minor altercation. And when I say the people at La Ronde, I really wish I took the time to get the woman's name. I guess she was a manager. I told her tune into our show. I'm going to be giving her a plug. So big shout out La Ronde and Six Flags for being able to properly de-escalate a situation that was escalating for absolutely no reason. So let me tell you guys what happened. So we go for my nieces, another one of my nieces, big shout out April. Happy belated again. So we go to La Ronde. It was like a double celebration. We go for a birthday. We go for graduation. Like myself, my brother, my sister, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. We bring a bunch of children to La Ronde. Awesome. So the children are having a good time. Mm-hmm. And it's great. It's like a Tuesday. So there's not much people there. We're having a ball, right? Now, some of the people that I was with had to leave. So now they're leaving. And I'm sparing you guys all the details. So they have to leave the park. But now when they're leaving the park, they're with the younger group of children, right? You guys know how it is. When you go to La Ronde, it usually breaks up like this. You got one set of children who are like, put me on everything that might kill me. And then you have another group of children that are like, yo, I don't like to walk fast. Like, what, you know what I mean? And that's just what it is, right? So you got
totally.
Thank you. So the collective that was with the children who don't like to walk fast, they had to leave. So now I'm with the other children. I'm on the monster. Amen. I made it, guys. I made it through the monster. It's really not as bad as it seems, except it sounds super rickety on there. WD-40 probably should be all over that thing.
I think the monster is older than all of us.
I really think it is. I really think it is. And it's just like, it was a time it kind of left the track a little bit. I don't know if that's normal.
No, yeah.
I don't know if that's normal.
Last time I went, that's what it did too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was scared. But anyways, that's not even the point of this one. So I run to the gate now and just painting the proper story here. All right. In all honesty, La Ronde closes at 7. I get to the gate. It's like 7:02. Okay.
Okay.
Now, understand there's three little children outside the gate. And the adults had to leave, right? So now, so we're like, okay, well, yeah, let me get my youths back. And they're going to go. And they're like, no, we can't let the three children back in. I'm like, well, look, their 15 cousins are still inside.
Right.
So, yeah, it's better just give me these three children and we're going to go. They're like, well, it's closed. The park is closed. Yeah, we get it. But the rest of their family is still inside.
Exactly.
So we're just going to understand the scene here. And I'm being rational. I'm explaining, guys, understand it's graduation. It's a birthday party. There's mad children inside.
What's going on?
Let me just bring, and even if it's just for the fact of being able to walk back and laugh and come back to the gate, just make the, why am I having this conversation going back and forth? More security showing up.
Wow.
Now, I'm not alone. So the rest of my entourage now, like, we're starting to not be happy. Okay.
Okay.
And you guys know I could go there if I need to. Okay. So now I'm trying my best and I'm like, yo, do I have to burn this whole place down? Okay.
Wow.
Now, no, I go from 0 to 1 million really fast.
Okay,
right.
Man,
so I'm like, you know, you have to, because the show is like, guys. So then while I'm like, okay, a manager comes out of nowhere and is like, let the children back in. Like she opens up the gate. Like she's like, yo, what is happening? Like, because she sees that it's about to go down.
Yeah.
And for what?
Exactly.
Like, we know the park is closed, guys. Like, you're trying to exit up anyways. So I have to say, not just did she let the three back in, she actually went and opened back up the bumper cars.
Nice.
So that all the children could get one more round in the bumper cars, including the three little children.
That's what you call customer service.
Okay?
That's right.
So I had to give them a huge big up. If I could do more, I would. I don't know what I could help to promote. Go get your season's passes. I don't know.
There you go.
But just, you know, like, big shout out to Laurent. You hired a good one right there. Maybe the security should get fired, but regardless, that's not that's neither here nor there. But, you know,
said he wasn't ranting this morning.
Yo, well, imagine I ranted. Imagine
anyway, you did.
Shit. But I have more. Aside from that, did you guys watch Luca, the cartoon?
No, but it's all over my Roku, and I want it off.
No, you just watch that. Okay.
I don't got Disney.
First of all,
it's too, I don't.
I have Disney. I have Netflix. I got Amazon Prime.
Back.
You have to have them these days. But anyway, Pete. So we watched Luca. Luca, dope movie. Okay, I enjoyed it. The storyline is good. I'm not, no spoilers.
Please don't.
I want to encourage you guys to watch it. But in my deranged way of seeing things.
Yes.
Let me see. Can I? Basically, like, from when you guys see the ads, it's half fish people when they get wet.
Yeah, because they're all in water.
Exactly.
And it's floating across the TV.
And then when they come out of the water, they become human, right?
Right.
Okay.
Guys, they're just getting us ready.
Okay.
For aliens on the planet. Because at the end of the day, guys, this is how they do it. They, through the movies, through TV, they want you guys to become accustomed to seeing certain things. Now, I'm here for it, okay? I'm half alien myself.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with that, guys. I'm Syrian.
Cool.
Yo, big shout out to my whole Syrian family, everyone from Syria.
Meep, orp, orp,
yo,
meep, orp.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Kai is probably from the Pleiades, one of those. But anyways, we're going to keep it going. So now, I'm just saying, they're getting us ready, people.
Okay.
Okay?
I
and so,
you.
Guys, just, with all that said, just get ready. Aliens, they're already on the planet, but they just want us to get accustomed and just be ready to see them when they do start to show them their real faces.
Gotcha.
But then would these be aliens or did just sea people?
No, they're going to be aliens because it's you have to understand, like, yes, they use the example in the movie as the sea, but it's going to be the reverse. They're coming from the space. It's going to be, no, don't worry about it. Don't
because
worry.
Because you
guys.
Said it, I'm going to watch it.
Yo, no, you should. That's I'm here to do these things. Now, last thing. Sorry, guys. This is the power show this morning. Now
it's okay.
I'm glad he admitted it.
Right?
No, because I'd be throwing shade. Actually, I'd be throwing darkness to Gina, so I have to be real 100.
And so not I have to, even shade, no, but darkness. I have to, come on,
so no, I have to be ready for it when it's
all
time.
All my life, I had to fight.
I love it.
So, okay, peep. All right, so it's the last thing. No, because, and it's not even as funny, but I find, all right, obviously, I'm not the only one. We've all had to give a lot of condolences, right?
Right.
And the thing is, like, we've given more condolences than we're comfortable giving. But I have to say, one of the things that is giving me a peace is the fact that I have a connection with my star family. Right. And I want to take this opportunity just to plug it and put it out there. Plant that seed in you guys' minds, because when I say I have a relationship with my star families, that means I have a relationship with non-physical entities that guide my life.
Okay.
Now, when this whole COVID thing started, I had sessions with them. And I'm sure I've spoken about it on air before, where we had sessions to explain, where I asked direct questions. What's happening? Why is it happening? And they really shed light and explain to me, and they help me to understand that it's like a season change, a universal season change, right? So when a season changes, you understand that, like with trees and when they lose leaves, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. Understand us as beings on the planet. Sorry to say, we're no different. Okay. To you know, when you look at it on a universal scale, like, and when you understand how small and insignificant we are on the planet,
yeah,
compared to the size of the planet. So it's a universal season change, right? So it's heavy for a lot of people that's going through it. It's going, we're going to lose people, and this is what's going to happen. Right. But my thing is, my intention for the community listening is start seeking higher. All right. Start digging deeper. Start looking for the beyond, because we're coming into this time. Like I said, it's giving me a peace, and I feel bad for people who might not have that, because you're almost going through this blind, right? And you're going through it and not understanding, and you're feeling everything that hits. You're heavy. Like, all these things are real, and no one's taking that away from you. But my intention here on the planet is to just to help you to get through it in a lighter way. And if I could share, if I could shed light, if I could connect you with other individuals who could, you know, introduce you to your life family,
right,
that's what I want to do. So anybody who's listening, who's like interested, that, who wants to tap in, get in contact with us, hit us up on the Empower Hour, get in contact with me, Faro, hit us up at the Wonderful Circle, OFC, whatever you need to do, just get in contact with me and say, yo, I want to seek deeper, I'm trying to understand what's happening, and it's going to be my pleasure to enlighten you.
Totally. I'm going to go next. All right. So, I have something that truly grinds my gears, and I was hoping that you guys could tell me some things that grind your gears so that we could start this Thursday morning. Now, I'm not pointing anybody on the group out, but P, is you. It's you.
Good.
Because you do this.
Yes. Good.
I addressed it with you before, but I don't know if you remember, so I'm putting you on blast on air.
Good. No, because I probably don't remember.
Okay.
That shows how much I care.
Faro, you will call me. It's now, I don't know, 7-something. Perfect example. Faro will call me at 10:01.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I will call you back at 10:01:39, and you don't answer the phone. And you already know I am not a phone person. But you do this all the time, and it's even harder to reach you. You have an extension, so now we need to hear the music playing in the background and wait for you to answer. P, why do you do that?
Man,
it's very annoying.
Look, all right, I'm glad we're addressing this right now, just because,
like,
you're not,
what
the
are
only,
you
you're
doing
not,
in
you're,
39 seconds
you're not the
you
only
just
person.
Called me.
No, okay, let me,
sorry,
first, I don't want to go not super really. deep, but let me just explain. So I've been, first of all, this phone number I've had it for over 10 years, right?
Okay.
651-4545, you guys take it down, it's not a secret. 514-651-4545. You need anything, you could holler at your boy.
Uh-huh.
Now, so it's
if
a work.
He answers.
Well, that's
because
you
gotta press the extension and you waiting and hearing whole music. Like, come on, you just call me, dog. Sorry,
I'm
done.
Telling you
I'm
that.
Sorry,
no,
you're
no,
explaining.
I understand. No, I'm here for you. Just let it out.
I'm sorry. Okay, cool. It's really annoying.
So now, what happens now with my line? Now we're transitioning, right?
It's right.
Like we all know, and I need to ensure that the OFC could function outside of Faro. Because if not, then I have failed.
Okay.
Okay.
In 39 seconds?
Let me explain where I'm going.
Sorry.
So now my phone line has been switched to an outbound only phone line.
Okay.
So when I call out, right, I could call from the phone line, I could talk to people, yada, yada, yada. When you call me, you're not getting me. You're not, it's not
clearly
even ringing on my phone. It's actually going straight to the
IVR.
It's
very clear that
right?
we don't get you.
But it's important because we're trying, people are used to getting me. And I need to get people accustomed to being able to connect with my system and connect with, because you need to speak to me personally, that's one thing. But for the most part, people just need help. And I have virtual assistants. Big shout out to my virtual assistants who are based in Ghana right now and who are receiving my calls, who are dealing with people. Matter of fact, again, super shout out Remote Telly, great company, all right? And I just love working with these brothers and sisters out there. But anyway, the point is, this is what's happening. So it's a slow transition, but I've told you already how you could get at me personally. You could text that line and be like, yo, Faro, call me back. You're just hiding.
I do text you and you don't text me back. How you
no,
mean
no the text
I
said
wait on
look,
you
I said
all
very
okay
specific.
You want to know perfect example?
Just text call
you
me
you
want
to know perfect example? Does
say.
Everybody want to know a perfect example?
Yes.
P, did you do the thing for Vaughn for me and I sent you a voice message? I text you.
No, you
I
sent me a voice note.
I did everything. No, sir.
You send me a voice note.
I have my phone behind me.
You
do not
send
make me
a voice note.
No, I
that
did.
Is the
all
worst. I'll tell everybody, and I think I've said it on air. I'm not the voice note because I'm going to see that.
But I also texted you, Pete.
After the fact.
And you're
hours
like,
later. No, no. We're going to pull this up right now.
We might put everybody in the corner.
No, I'm just.
Everybody take a time out.
No, but I understand. I understand the frustration.
That's what grinds my gears.
And I think it's a value. It's a value to talk about it because I'm sure you're not the only person who's frustrated and trying to reach me.
It's not only you, though. It's just when people call you generally at 10:01 and you call them back in the same minute time span and it's like, what?
But now you know what's happening. And then you know I have a second phone and a third phone, but it's really that's just really what it is. But
anyways,
yes,
that grinded my gears.
I'm gonna try to make it
really
grinded
my gears.
More
please,
for you, Trish.
Thanks. Just look at me. Listen, you know I'm a texter, so if you want to use text, I could, and I do, and you just don't answer me. Anyways, last week I had a mistaken, like I ate 2 tofu by accident, and it really wasn't good. It didn't taste like anything. It was the tofu.
I'll make you a thing. I got
really?
You.
Yeah,
I've been a vegetarian for 20.
I know
over 20
you. Yeah, I know
years.
That.
I'll make you some.
I didn't like the tofu that I tasted. It wasn't. It's because I was in a rush, like Beanie Man, so I shouldn't have been. And that just gave me the indication to slow down, like Bobby V. And on the other hand, I am good. All is good. We are here this Thursday, and I'm all humble for the love. Happy to be here. Coming my way, Kaya. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm all right. I'm just processing right now. Got a lot going on, so I'm just processing. You know, I think this week is a week for me. You know, every week I have my little words or whatever, my quote for the week, my word for the week. But
right,
I don't know. I don't know. I thought this summer was going to be a little bit more. More laid back.
Mm-hmm.
Things are happening really fast right now.
Yes.
A lot of parties coming up back to back.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just trying to enjoy it all as it comes and just get back into the mode of actually doing stuff. I think we've been laid back for so long that some things are just so overwhelming.
I know.
So this week preparation is important for me. Mm-hmm. Getting to I start a couple days earlier planning outfits, hairdos, and stuff like that.
Trust
because
me.
I realized trying to get up and get dressed the same day, the same time when the things are happening, it just doesn't really turn out the way that I want it. And a couple of other people were letting me know like the way that they want it to be. So I think that we need to be prepared a little bit earlier. So brings me back to one of my old sayings. I used to say, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
That's it. That's
bam,
it.
Bam.
So that's this week for me.
That's it.
I'm getting ready.
I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, not last week, but the week before, that things are just moving so quickly since everything moved back up, like opened back up. It's just things are going so fast. It's like, whoa, I don't have any time to breathe. I don't have any time to breathe. So
is it going
to
make sense if they close everything back in the fall and winter?
Somebody was saying that to me. Earlier.
I don't care if they close everything back in the wintertime because it ain't nothing to do here, no way, and it helped me save some money. But I understand that in 8 months I saved $800, and in one day I spent all of it going to three functions.
Exactly. We open is costing a lot of money. It is really costing a lot of money. Outside? Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all something. So y'all know I've been going through a little something coming down here, parking to do the show and stuff. And I'm talking about every single time I come down here, I get a ticket. But I almost feel like these ticket guys has got a vengeance just because there was so many different situations during the summer where they weren't able
to ticket people.
The winter that they weren't able to ticket,
that
they play in catch up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going through it in my mind. I'm like, I feel like I'm about to find out where they park their cars and start flattening all their tires. I'm so sick of them right now.
They're in bikes now.
They're on bikes, babes.
Oh, no, I seen them. I'm like, I'm going through it. But I'm going to tell you something. I throw some little spokes in they in stick in their spokes. I'm so sick of them. I'm so sick of the ticket people.
You.
And you know what? I feel like the government needs to be addressed about where they're giving tickets at, because I feel like you shouldn't be able to come like in a neighborhood like Little Burgundy, low income neighborhoods, you shouldn't be able to come and give $79 tickets to people
exactly.
who don't have money.
Yeah.
I just feel like by sector, maybe the tickets should be re-advised on what the ticket prices look like.
Yeah,
because
I agree with you.
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm over it right now.
What happened to the $42 ticket days? Did you say 70 something?
She said $79.
That's a basic ticket right now. $79. That's where it start.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So
that's it.
Kaya, sorry, love. Were you okay? No, were you done?
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it right now. I'm so tired of people taking the money out of my pocket. I'm so tired of the government and these tickets.
We are all tired. We're tired for you. We
know some sisters actually last year that went and fought them in court about them over ticketing in their area and stuff like that, and they actually won.
That's what I'm about to say. Anyway, we're going to talk about it because I really feel something that we do need to address. I feel they're taking advantage.
Mm-hmm. They are taking advantage. All right, we're going to smooth right into.
We got a new drop.
We're going to smooth it to the headlines, but I want you to play it first before we go to the headlines. Go ahead.
Oh, of course.
That's what I told you. You.
It's okay.
I just opened it.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, you want to know why? It's because he's giving me bad energy.
Oh. I'm trying to give you... I'm like, nah, do it now. You're trying to brush me off. All right, go ahead.
This is Pharaoh Hamid Freeman.
Gina the Great.
Kaya.
And Miss Trish, and you are listening to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. That's right. Hey. You are listening to us. So, as mentioned at the top of the hour, we are going to talk about some Black Canadian history facts. Not very many, but just a few that are in there. So, the first Black person in Canada, his name was Mathieu Decoste. The first Black recorded Black person to arrive in Canada was an African named Mathieu Decoste, who arrived in 1608 to serve as an interpreter for the Mi'kmaq language to the governor of Acadia. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I totally did. But I have I'm just going to throw some crazy out there. Now, I might get some heat from this, but it's just a different perspective. I'm just going to share a different perspective.
Go ahead.
Because Mathieu Decoste, obviously he was here before because he was able to translate.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So which means that he was already like all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if he was low-key sellout because if you think about it, he had to come in, like he knew the ins and outs.
Right? Right.
He had to bring the Europeans here and then translate and give them all kind of information for like... Obviously, it's a different perspective. People like to look at it just the positive, optimistic side. Like, yay, you know, he was a Black guy that he came and he helped them and yada, yada, and he should be getting recognized.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize that. But at the same time, I'm like, wait, bro, like, did you sell us out? Like, did you come and like you had the information and really, you know, just gave it to the white man and the white man completely took advantage of the people? I don't know. That's just...
Is that how you feel? It feels like I'm on your Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. I'll take that because, yeah, that's you on Facebook. But yeah, it does feel like... But you think outside the box. Yeah,
all the time. Thanks.
All the time.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't there.
Exactly.
Is one thing. And I mean, obviously, you can tell by his
Speak
last...
For yourself. I was there.
I mean, I am speaking for myself. Okay, so I was not there.
Okay, thank you.
I wasn't there either.
This guy.
No, in past lives, guys. If you're not going to acknowledge your past lives, that's your business. I've been around here for a lot of years, okay?
Welcome
I transcend, I come right back.
Show.
All right, sorry. It's that kind of show today, guys. I'm just reminding you guys, we're not physical beings. We're non-physical entities that live in these awesome bodies.
Yes, well, I wasn't there. That wasn't my time. I know my past lives. It wasn't my time.
Got it.
So, again, when you can tell by his last name, that is clearly, actually for the whole name, because you know Matthew's not no African name.
Let's be honest.
So, prior to him coming to Canada, I'm sure there was a little living that he had to do, not necessarily by his free will.
Mm.
So, I'm just saying, I mean, again, I'm not going to generalize, but... Many of us have lost our names, period, and had to, and then we're colonized.
He could have been a Moor, too, where Moors actually traveled the globe. Moors actually helped to open up all kind of
doors.
Sure,
but was a Moor called Mathieu Decoste?
Decoste
or what have you?
Mathieu Decoste. Well, actually, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you all the Moor names, but I'm just saying, it's just like, it isn't necessary. He really could have been a free person that's coming from a Moorish lineage and, you know, he helped open the ways. Cause I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but Moors helped to civilize Europeans. Like when Europeans weren't bathing, when Europeans were living in filth, like, yeah, melanated people came in and was like, you guys should bathe. And we're going to show you guys how to get down.
Epirican coast was originally Moors. And then the Northerns came down and wiped that out. And so now Europe became... So anyways. Yes.
Next.
No, when you start talking Black history, we could go in.
Next. The first Black Canadian mayor elected in 1963, Saint Fermé Monestime, a Haitian Canadian politician and medical doctor, became the first Black elected mayor of a Canadian municipality, the Northern Ontario town of Mattawa, with a population of 3,000. The town is largely made up of people from English, French, and Native heritage, and is best known for its role in the early fur trade and for logging and lumber.
Dope.
Here we go, Haitians again.
Yeah. Yep. I thought that was important because I was like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. There's some famous Canadian scientists and inventors of African descent that we can get into as well. I'm just going to name off of a little bit because we're still good for time. So Anderson Ruffin Abbott, he became the first Canadian-born man of Black heritage to become a licensed physician. That was he was from, what year was it? He started in Toronto in 1835. So that was pretty decent. There's also Elijah McCoy. Elijah McCoy was born in 1843 in Colchester, Ontario. His parents, George and Mildred McCoy, were former slaves who had escaped to Canada using the Underground Railroad. McCoy studied engineering in Scotland and worked as a fireman and oiler at the Michigan Central Railroad. There's also William Peyton Hubbard, born in Toronto. Hubbard was the son of American slaves who escaped to Canada via the Underground Railroad. Again, William was sent to Toronto, to the Toronto Model School to learn the trade of being a baker. So that's okay. Cool. All right. That was a few that I found. That didn't give me too much, but yeah, that's what I found. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you guys. This one, finding our Black Canadian history wasn't the easiest task.
Well,
yeah. It was not the easiest thing at all. I had to dig.
That's what I'm saying.
When, like, I say dig, I had to dig.
But if you think, like, that's why we had Dr. Williams on a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And that's why what she does is so important. Like,
right.
It's like taking the time to dig up the history and to find out, like, what are our contributions in terms of melanated people.
And there's a lot, but it's just like we just don't document it. And I was like, I don't like that.
Well, in hindsight, that the holiday is coming up, what do we think about this Jean the Baptiste thing?
Well,
you mean the holiday
that passed?
The holiday that just passed.
how do we feel about it? Well, we were just all off, we were here.
Like I said, I don't celebrate.
We don't celebrate that crap.
See, the thing is that when I was younger, they always did a school trip every year where they take you to Ottawa.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they take you to Quebec City, and you go and see these plaques, the things.
Yes.
And they have these people etched in them and what their names is and what they did and all that stuff. Where's that place at? Tell me where that's at. Because my parents smoke weed on the way to school in the morning, so my memory sometimes is foggy.
I understand.
But they took us somewhere that had some things etched. And the people was on, and they tell you, is it Ottawa or Quebec?
Like,
I think it's in Quebec.
It's Quebec,
City. Quebec City. And they take you to churn butter. They try to teach you how to make butter from scratch.
That's
and
shit.
Not
that's
Upper
Quebec,
Canada
no?
Village or something like
maybe
that?
Yeah. But they got some plaques there, and they got the people. Okay, so on there's a plaque of St. Jean the Baptiste.
Mm.
And in the plaque, it looked like dreadlocks
that's
etched on his hair.
Wow.
So as a kid, me and my teacher, we had a very big argument about the fact that why did they etch dreads on his head if he was a white man? And so I have always argued everybody and fought everybody about this, because especially those who never went to the Upper Canada Village or the Ottawa, wherever it was that they took us to see these damn plaques. The man got dreadlocks etched in his head in the stone. So y'all gonna have to tell me something about who Saint Jean the Baptiste is, because I think he's a Haitian too.
Okay.
wasn't he the one who baptized Jesus? I mean, as a saint, like, that's who he's supposed to be.
John the Baptist.
Yes, it's Saint Jean Baptiste. Like, so,
okay.
Like, so it is from.
Okay.
So when I say I don't celebrate colonialism, because this is just from like, the Christianity, the colonialism of Christianity around the world. But Saint John the Baptist was the one who baptized Jesus. I don't know how that became the Day of the Patriots for Quebec, because it says Saint Jean Baptiste, but I do believe they call it Journée de Patriote. So I think they kind of changed that here in Quebec.
Yeah. But I wonder if it's the Saint Jean Baptiste.
Maybe because they know he's Black.
But it's Saint Jean. It's literally the Saint John the Baptist. There's only one Saint John the Baptist.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's I guess that's just what it is. Like, I'm
anyways,
just
y'all go ahead and check y'all history, because I'm gonna tell y'all.
And I mean, Jesus was in Africa, so
talk about it. I don't know. I'm just tired. Like, I'm tired of seeing all these statues. I'm glad that they're tearing them down.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we're really being arms those though, because technically we lost the war, and that's what's happening. Like, when a person conquers a land, like, they're putting their own statues everywhere. It's like, yo, this is our place. But it is cool to see that just a change of time. And, these statues are coming down, and the melanated is rising, and our dominance is here.
Amen.
We got to move on to shouting out Viola Desmond.
Ooh.
Definitely, for sure. I'm just going to do a little bit a shout out of the names that we found. They actually shouted out Donovan Bailey, who set a world record as a sprinter in at the 1996 Olympics. Mm. In this list is hockey player PK Subban, who's part of a family full of athletes. They say he has donated millions of dollars to the Montreal Hospital. Cool. So they shout him out.
And no black people. He gave no money to black people.
Like I said, it was a little bit tired. Marianne Shad, she was a person of national historic significance in Canada in 1994. She was the country's first black female newspaper publisher.
Okay.
So I thought that was cool too. Harry Jerome, before there was Donovan Bailey, there was Harry Jerome, and he was a black Canadian track and field athlete who went to the Olympics three times, winning a bronze in the 100-meter race in 1964, and he also won a gold at the Commonwealth and Pan American Games. So that's cool.
Did we cancel Ben Johnson?
You see, his name is not on the list.
I guess it's because of the drug scandal. Apparently, perhaps steroids. You guys remember Ben Johnson? You guys didn't remember.
He's still black Canadian.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, they're like, nah, he cheated. Take all his name. But I know he did stuff for us.
Man, yeah, they shady as anything, yeah, man. But I don't understand. Don't get me excited. They got whole politicians that's getting caught in the hotels doing strange things and stuff, and they still acknowledge them on they paperworks and stuff. But you do a little dope anyway. They don't want me.
We still have a street called Christopher Columbus in Montreal. Hello. So,
yeah, shame on us.
I mean, come on.
That's right. We're going to shout out someone. Lawyer Lincoln Alexander. He made history three times in his political career as the first black member of parliament, cabinet minister, and provincial lieutenant governor for Ontario.
Come through, brother.
All right. Mary Joseph Angelique. Her story is important for several reasons, but one of them is the reminder that black people were enslaved in Canada, a reality we tend to forget. Angelique was born in Portugal around 1705. She was owned by a woman in Montreal and charged with arson after a large fire in the city. The allegations were that she set the fire trying to escape slavery, after being refused a request for her freedom, though she denied setting the fire until she was tortured.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the play that Black Theater Workshop put out?
No.
Amazing. They did Angelique play, and it was good.
It's good.
Like, we spoke about her. We spoke about her during our women's show.
Good.
Or like, no, it was the month we were doing Women in History. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no. Big shout out to Angelique. If I have a daughter, I'm going to name her Angelique.
I like the name
Angelique. You have a daughter. Another.
Yeah. Another one. Obviously. It's like, duh. Okay, go ahead.
Yo, watch. you. Nope. Not
family of this. I love it. Rosemary Brown, she was a politician, and she had to deal with the double whammy of racism and sexism on her path to becoming both the first black female member of provincial legislature and the first woman to run for leadership of a federal party. So you imagine that. Mm-hmm. Imagine what that woman had to go through to do that.
She paved the way.
She definitely did.
Standing on her shoulders.
Way. She definitely did. So I wanted to know, who are some of y'all's favorite black Canadians?
Well, there's a guy, Farrell Hammett Freeman. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, wait.
I was just about to say the same guy.
Oh, geez.
You just read my mind. That is crazy. I was just about to say the same guy.
Yeah, well, great minds.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm just saying, you know
great
what I mean?
Minds like, shit. Like, right?
So I can't think of anybody else right now.
Kaya and Gina, please turn this around. I love you guys. Please turn this around.
Bring it back for the team, Gina.
please.
You know, for some reason, I can't even think right now, to be honest.
Exactly, because the biggest one to think of is right here. Anyways.
No, but you know what I will shout out? I'll shout out Cardinal Official, I think he didn't make it as big as Drake, and he had a whole other... putting Canadian hip hop on the map. Mm-hmm. Like he was very important for that. Mm-hmm. So let me shout out Cardinal Official on that. And okay. he's still in his business and he's doing what
yes,
he's doing.
He is.
I think That's he should have right. been a lot bigger than he was, to be honest. But I think he paved the way for a lot of Canadian artists and Toronto artists. And
what about you, Kaya? For real,
as far as Canadians are concerned,
yes.
Honestly. It's sad to say, but I don't really know much about Canadian history in that way to say that I have a favorite, someone who represented something that was so dope, other than the ones that you mentioned. Like the last one that you mentioned, was her name?
Angelique.
Who burnt the city down.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of the people that I think that I thought
you
about.
Like.
Well, you know, that's my theme song. If they don't do us right, burn the whole thing right. down, and we'll be kings and queens in ashes.
Yeah.
Because so, and so I definitely just, I feel her, but I couldn't say that there's any other Canadians that I feel like right now or that I know of, because I know that there's a lot of great ones out there,
right.
but I just don't have the knowledge, I guess, that I need. But as far as like Canadians that's about it, I think that I want to just say that the Canadians that were coming up in the 60s, 70s
right.
that built our nightclubs, Rufus Rockheads,
go ahead, talk about it.
Jigazies, Duke's, Pool Hall.
Yes.
These different places were monumental. So shout out to the people who opened those social clubs up for blacks in the 60s and 70s in order for them to be able to enjoy each other. So that's what I'm shouting out.
But you know, as we're talking, Cardi, I'm wondering why we don't represent like or acknowledge Drake. Like I actually won his music is all day. I love it.
Right.
And I really think for putting Canada on the map, shit. Like I can't think of any recording artist that really did it like Drake did.
Like not like
Canada.
He did.
Not like
but
he
I said,
did.
Like I'll pave the way.
She paved
the way. We were going into history. I mean,
I'm gonna give it to some of the females who be doing music. Missy Me, Julie Black, Deborah Cox, Nia Lee, Queen Kaya. You gotta give it to the women too, because we be working hard.
Facts.
I'm not even gonna give it to Gina because she's on the show, because we're making history with the show.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. We are
right.
You're right.
You're absolutely right.
So that's who I'm gonna give it to. Us, Miss Trish, Pharaoh, everybody, because we are making history doing the show.
So you do it. It's okay. I do it. I'm crazy. I say Pharaoh, and everyone's like, Pharaoh, you nuts. You want to give it?
Because I didn't say myself first.
First and only, right? First and only.
Now
he wants to come with Drake.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, Drake.
You know, he's second.
You know?
But I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you guys are mad at my confidence. Don't be mad at my
Nobody's
confidence.
Nobody's mad at
Big
your
shout
confidence.
Out my mom
never.
And my dad.
But
they
I
just
didn't,
did a good
you
job
know,
of making sure they
there's
like,
a way of being tactful.
That.
Remember last week he spoke about tact? Last week we spoke about tact on the relationship thing. All right, so we're gonna bring it all in with some more tact with Gina's affirmations and go.
Acting different, yeah. Funny how I finally flipped the script on ya. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy how I caught you slipping, You're off the lease. Run me my keys. No more popping up the hitty, yeah. I ain't even got the miles to trip on ya. No phone.
Who is this?
Brand new. Like the whip. Rack it up. No assist. Hey, bitch, I ain't average. Wake up. Beat a zip. Hennessy. Take a sip. Look at my jeans. I'm too thick. I ain't got no room for extra baggage. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. While I'm up cleaning. Boy, please. I don't need it. Memories. All that shit. You can keep it. Forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. I'm trying to find a fuck to give for ya. You ran out of chances of forgiving ya. Yeah, listen, I'm listening. Just for you to go and break my heart again. I learned my lesson
last time.
And I ain't coming
back now.
This is what you had now. I bet you I look better, don't I? New phone.
Who is this?
Contact. Don't exist. Way too expensive. No more benefits. Proper business. Hands tied. No grit. I ain't got the room for extra baggage. So don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. But you had your fun, but I had enough.
Now I'm really done. Deserve so much more than you gave to me. So now I'm saving me. And I made my peace. So you can run them streets. So don't forget to come and pick up your heels. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pay up your feelings. While I'm up cleaning. Boy, please. I don't need a lot of shit you could keep. I don't need it. Don't forget to come and pick up your heels.
Yes, Jasmine. Jasmine Sullivan. Pick up your feelings. And I chose that today because being July 1st, the National Day of Moving.
Shut up, Frederick Movers.
Don't forget to pick up your feelings, folks. Tickets and go. So my quote of the week, if you will, yeah, July 1st, new crib, new lease. Who's this?
Okay.
You know, leave the past behind as you're moving on. Because, I mean, spring cleaning's done. Have you guys done your spring cleaning?
Absolutely.
Because summer's here.
Yeah.
It's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my quote for the week. It's
like
not
that.
Not no inspirational nothing. I'm just saying, you know.
It's real.
I like that. It's a new
real.
Season.
That's right.
Very We're in real. A new season. That's it.
Simple things.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This week's fun goal is, I mean, last week we spoke about deal breakers,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And this week I want us to be a little more introspective and let's talk about your triggers.
Ooh,
right?
I like,
We all have triggers and sometimes we don't really, realize we do. And then someone does something and then you blow up and you don't realize it. And I think it's important to have that type of communication in a relationship to let them know, like, here's my buttons. Just know if you press it, I'm going to blow up.
Right.
XYZ happens, right.
Exactly.
And then you have to recognize what those triggers are.
For sure.
Do you guys have any triggers?
I don't like when people don't say please or thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Kat?
I think my triggers are very, very simple stuff, and they might even be considered petty, but...
That's okay. Your feelings are your feelings.
Yeah, I hate when people spell my name wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me like, to the point where I might say like, you know me all this time. You don't know how to spell my
right?
name. Right?
Talk about that.
I ever spell your name like this, and I send them a weird spelling of their name. Like, how would you feel if I sent you every message for the last 15 years with
right.
your name spelled like this?
Right.
That is annoying. Like, just little stuff like that, I think, for me. I think my triggers are pretty small. I'm starting to, I guess, realize some of the other ones, but I can't really put my finger on it. I'm not a person that's easily, like, provoked in that
okay.
way. But
right.
just small stuff like,
I hear you.
You don't know how to spell my name.
Seriously. Especially if we're friends for that
y'all
long?
Get on my nerves with that
come
stuff.
On
but I be doing it back to people so when they do it to me I do it back to them
I like
and I
that.
Spell it all foolish too
I like that
that's not how you spell my name yeah mine either babe
love it
yeah.
treat others how you want to be treated
very much
Pharaoh you got triggers
oh, for boy. Sure you know I got
of course
triggers
he does.
Yeah I know
but
you do
no it's my main one is I don't like seeing people being picked on I've always
okay,
I've
yeah.
always been
gotcha.
I've always been the fighter of the underdog I've always in high school I beat up so many bullies
yeah like, the bully's bully
you know, yeah I've always been the bully's bully and just because I'm just like why like just because this little guy can't take it nah bro I'm putting you in the locker in the garbage and I'm doing everything like
in the garbage
yeah I've done that
okay
put
okay okay
in the garbage in the
okay.
Yo high school times
yeah, man,
hey,
yeah
yo shout out McDonald High you guys remember me I'd be getting
it. But, do you remember how yeah, it is no, he says know, okay
yeah, no but I just that's one of my things one of my main trigger I just don't like that
okay
advantage
yeah mine when I'm having conversations and you want to tell me like oh because you're always right
mm-hmm.
and like Woo! That we're gonna it's gonna take the conversation to a whole other level because now you're demeaning me at this point
mm-hmm.
now it's like whatever I said for you want to just act like it's because I'm trying to be right and I don't appreciate that
but that's true Gina that. You're always trying to be right Sorry, go ahead.
She said it would take her into another direction if you said it. The girl's doing her affirmations and goes, the most positive part. What are you doing?
I just want to tell y'all, if y'all hear a loud clapping sound, just ignore that and we're going to move on.
What are you doing? Oh my goodness.
No, I think I made a mistake, guys, because I don't know why I'm sharing these things with this guy.
Always.
And then didn't he just say he was the bully's bully? I'm feeling bullied right now.
I don't know why.
Exactly.
I'm feeling triggered and bullied. No,
this is what happened when she gets triggered.
Sorry.
But you're going to get it back just now. Don't even worry about it. You're coming with something
just
fire.
Just let the record show I don't like this guy.
Good fire. Bang it.
Okay, so we're doing the days of the month.
That's what? The fire.
Did we pass that?
That's the fire. No, she said she was bringing it back in July.
And you know what? And you know, Farrah's going to be on vacation for a couple of weeks. I might even pause it and wait for him to come back.
I think we should do that.
I'm going to pause it and wait.
I think we should.
But you know,
pause it.
You know, this is a double whammy, you know? Ew. You know how God is good? Mm. Because July 1st, today, is International Joke Day.
I love it.
Yo,
I love
revenge these. Is best served cold.
That's what I said. You were coming with that fire. This is it.
So, and you know, we thought we left this in last month, but no, it's here again.
No, we did it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Okay.
How does a T-Rex feel after a good workout?
Rested?
Incorrect.
I don't know this one. This one I can't. I don't know.
A little dinosaur.
Oh my God. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? This is what I mean.
I promise you, I feel vindicated, folks.
This is what I mean.
So vindicated.
This is why this happens.
You're not a little dinosaur? Yeah.
I think I'm triggered right now.
Add that to my list.
Again, I'm crying again.
Oh, man.
And this time, Farrah, you can't take off my mic. The last time.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here holding my head right now.
Yeah. A little dinosaur. Yeah. Yo, I like it.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to use that.
The universe don't play. The universe come back with it immediately. I'm so glad.
Everyone who's listening doesn't realize how Farrah and Kaya are so annoyed. Yeah. And me and Gina are here giggling. Yo,
just, it made my insides feel happy.
Oh, my God.
Just
I'm
everything.
So happy.
I'm
Please
so glad.
Bring the rest.
And you know what? Yeah, let me just continue while we're on it.
There's more.
You know what? July 3rd, you know what? It's National Eat Beans Day.
What? Talk about it.
Black eyed peas, chickpeas, honey peas.
Last week we talked about black eyed peas. It was one of the jokes. So
yeah, you know, chickpeas like hummus one.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
July 5th, we still in the food.
I like
it's National Graham Cracker Day.
What? Talk about it.
Get your s'mores on, folks.
Hey.
You know, now, it's that
when,
time.
When you say Graham crap, Graham.
Graham.
Graham? Graham crackers?
Y'all gonna make me drop this mic.
Is that a particular brand of cracker or that's just...
No, it's just Graham crackers.
Graham goes at the bottom of your cheesecakes and your other...
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you just eat a whole bunch of those.
Got it.
Yeah,
Make
you some s'mores.
Okay, good.
4 days from now, just eat all of those.
July 6th is National Fried Chicken Day.
I like that day.
You know?
A lot.
Not me.
I know.
Not so much, but...
Not me.
I like that day.
And July 7th, guys... It's chocolate day.
Hey, chocolate.
It's a day
some
for chocolate. I like that day.
So I'm chocolate. Like chocolate. Someone could have me.
Of course you don't like chocolate, Farrah, because you're that guy.
You don't like anything.
No, but I like chocolate. I'm like, I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I like vanilla ice cream, if you guys want to know.
No, we don't.
Then you're going to start ranting about that.
No, I just I just like vanilla ice cream.
I actually have to have a piece of chocolate every night before I go to bed.
See?
And it got to be chocolate with nuts. I got to have it or I'll be in there like a fiend.
Like O. Henry?
Oh, like an O. Henry. I like to take it and put it in the freezer.
Oh, because it's hard.
And break it up.
Ooh.
And then I take a piece and put it in my mouth and lay down in the bed with it and go to sleep and wake up with all kinds of shit on my pillow. I'd be like, God damn it. Again.
No, I don't think that's okay. No, that's...
Those are definitely fat-tivities. Only fat people do stuff like that.
I'm like, nah, I don't know. I'm not encouraging that.
Did you say
fat-tivities? No.
Yeah, that's what we call it. Activities
this
that you
new?
Do that can, okay. can that like make you be fat. We call those fat-tivities.
You see when we
In
say,
my house, we talk. That's how we
you
talk.
You see at the end of the show where we say, well, hopefully we enlightened you. Well, I was just enlightened because I never knew there was a word called fat-tivities.
Yeah, I even sleepwalk for food. Like, I have driven my car to the Couche-Tard and gotten ice cream and come back and eaten and woke up with like ice cream all in the bed. Like, how did this get here?
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, oh my God, I drove the car.
The closest thing to that, I guess, is munchies where like where I could find myself three, four 8 o'clock in the morning just eating the wildest things. But I can't say that, no, I've put food in my mouth and gone to sleep with it. Kai, you wilding out. You wilding out. And I'm concerned about your teeth. What? Not just your
look
weight.
Look at my joints. Look at my joints.
Well, they are really nice.
Exactly. She's good.
I gotta say.
I've been a bag and fixed my teeth. Hey, it ain't cheap.
Hey. Talk about it.
That happened to me as a kid, though. I was eating celery, and you know, celery sometimes just takes forever, all the stringy part. And I fell asleep, and then I woke up chewing again. I was like, I don't like this.
Y'all, I don't like this. Y'all.
I wasn't with it.
That's when you know it's bad, when you wake up still chewing, like, oh my God, it's still nuts up in here. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
It was different. Wow, you guys are wild.
So those were the days of the month this week.
Love hilarious. It.
All right, let's keep it moving.
This is Gina the Great, Gina the Optimist, Gina the One and Only, and you're listening to the Empower Hour in CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm just going to wait because there's some the commercial playing. Here we go.
Way to Bootsy Bella with hell of the hoes. Trying to think what I'ma tell them when they get alone. I'm a glutton for women I shouldn't yearn for. Shouldn't be tempted, but baby, I like to hurt. Or maybe cause I was searching, I found me the perfect person. But me and her didn't work out, she buried what you work for. And I carry the bitterness of a cola nut. Nah, Jerry and shit, my parents never showed much. Womanizer probably could have been a feminist cause I respect them. But Lord, I got polygamy problems. The hoodie come from Barney's. Spending money is therapeutic. The way the shit, they don't think that you care to buy. So we buying Prada, Balenciaga like it is nada. And the Ferrari, my favorite's God and tax problems. Pierre Mars, I dropped 10 on my last visit. And half that up in Saks, our favorite black businesses. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yeah. Yeah. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yo, look. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Smack bouts and racks on handmade new rags. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. That's everybody from sports to college class to rap and back. People, the high life is a movie, we ain't promised a sequel. Ambition, my second album, How Was You Sleeping? Dropped the album with Seinfeld, they thought I was tweaking. A prophet, a genius, I'm flying with Lena, I'm riding with Nina. One right for the shy, one right where I need her. The funny thing is, I'll always be single. I love me some Logan, I love me some Issa. I never get either, shit. No women is queens me. I'm a drunk, I'm a demon. Heaven knows I'm a dreamer. I seen Taraji and Calvin, always hope I could be that. I fell in love with an actress, acting like she don't need me. Polarizing the sun, underrated again. Show business and never love you the way you love it. We come and we go, they quick to forget. So every bougie event I attend, I tell them this. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody.